Gotta go back to fucking Albuquerque. I gotta go fucking Albuquerque. I think on Wednesday or some shit. Dude, I was in Albuquerque for 2 days. And I was there. I flew in. I had a whole day there. I did my shit, the meetings that I had to do. And then I was done at like 2 or 3. And the rest of the day, I was like, all right, cool. I worked out a little bit. Keep my back all fucking mountainous. You know what I mean? I did some fucking chin-ups just to make sure the lats kept like a turtle shell. I did some fucking chest exercise to make sure that fucking, you know what I mean? I keep my C cup. And I did shoulders exercise, of course, because I want to keep the documentary fucking, I want to keep the documentarian happy. Because they're probably doing a documentary on my shoulders or some shit. So I was in Albuquerque, and let me tell you something, man. It was for one day, and I was leaving the next day, and boy, is it boring. It's hot as fuck. I mean, 11 o'clock I landed and I the day before, and I was like, hey, guys, is there a place to eat or something? And they were like, no. They didn't even, like, think. They were like, there's Burger King. And I was like, hey, look at me. Do I look like I want a fucking – do I look like I need fast food right now at 11? Look at me. And they were like, yeah, no, I mean, you do keep your back like a turtle – you know, it's like a turtle shell. And I saw a documentary crew, like, trying to be sneaky. And they're obviously fucking trying to shoot your shoulders. And we get it. You should be wearing a bra. So I don't know. So I'm just – so I went to a fucking place in downtown Albuquerque – and I walked in. Oh, by the way, I was like, is there any, I was like, oh, I found a place on Yelp. I was like, it's open. And I went to the lobby, the people at the lobby. And I was like, hey guys, so I found a place that's open. I was like, I just, you know, I guess because I don't know the area. Is this area safe to go here? And they were like, oh yeah, it's fucking fine. Of course, it's totally safe. And I was like, okay, cool. Got in the Uber. And then the Uber driver, no bullshit. He was like, are you Chris D'Elia? And I was like, yep. He was like, oh, cool, no way. I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, why are you going to this place? I was like, oh, it's the only place open to eat. And he was like, oh, yeah, there was a someone shot 7 people next door a week ago. Hey, that's safe? What's dangerous? What, was there a fucking zombie? Yeah, well, there haven't been zombie attacks. No, there hasn't been a zombie attack there, so yeah. Oh, dude. 7 people got shot? That's the definition of danger. And I went there, and I was like, really? And he goes like, yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, I know, because I'm a crime scene investigator. The Uber driver said it! Well, I'm checked out. Hey, when a guy driving you in your Uber says, just so you know, it could be the truest shit. It could be truer than the sky is blue, or I live in a house, okay? When an Uber driver says whether it's true or not, because, you know, in the daytime I'm a crime scene investigator, you're just lying because imagine fucking what's his name, David Caruso, in that show. Whatever the fuck he is, where he puts his CSI, where he puts his glasses on and then walks away like the illest motherfucker alive. Dude, David Caruso. Wow. You know, something's definitely true about David Caruso. He never got his ass kicked. That's, you can tell that about David Caruso so much just by the way he acts. Because if you got your fucking ass handed to you, you would never act that badass. That guy acts so badass. He acts like nobody ever fucking ever said no or fucked me up. I'm the shit. That guy, and I'm not saying this because of any, like, ill, you know, opinion I have of him or anything, but that guy technically needs his ass beat because you can't act like that. But he acts like that. And he just, you know, I mean, some of this shit, just look at some of this shit. But imagine this, imagine you're a crime scene investigator and then Uber by night. CSI David Caruso one-liners. There we go. First thing that comes up, obviously, because they're ridiculous. Horatio Caine's, the fact that his name is Horatio Caine, you know? Sunglasses moments. Just listen.
We got a drive-by.
Drive-by
Miami style.
And then he fucking puts his glasses on every time, dude. It's so hilarious.
The question becomes, Alex, was the mob sent to draw us to the crime scene? Or sent to destroy it?
Always the beginning of the show, dude. And then it goes...
All three stories, get up and run away.
You do. You've got something to hide.
Not even a good one!
Listen, I don't want you to worry about it, all right? Mr. Coleman, because I'll be your memory.
Never got his ass kicked. Never fucking does so many... You know what he does? For sure, David Caruso thinks he's a black belt in karate because he practiced all himself and never got instructed on karate at all. He just did it, worked on it in his room. And he's like, I'm a black belt. And he would tell somebody, I'm a black belt. And it's because he thinks that he fucking did karate every day. And he's like, I've worked on it. I'm a black belt too, he says to like fucking jujitsu guys.
He's missing from the scene. Maybe he took off. Or maybe he got taken for a ride.
Set bad. You know the writer, what? The writers wrote every script with only a shirt on, no pants on, and their dicks out on the chair. And they never cleaned the chair. And they other people used the chair, and they didn't give a fuck.
Wait a second, will she? Prince said she came down to drink mojitos and catch some sun. Well, it looks like something caught her.
Oh, made it up. That one made it up himself. He tells them to leave it blank. He tells the writers to leave it blank. Leave it blank. And then they go, oh, okay. He's like, I'll come up with it on the day. And then he himself goes, yeah, and walks out the room.
He died hours before this accident ever happened.
So our accident is not an accident at all.
Oh, shit. Holy shit, dude. Oh, you know, there's somebody on the crew that wants to fucking lay him out. And he's just, every time they shoot those, he's just like, goddamn motherfucker, one day I'm going to kick his fucking ass.
Here we go.
He just said, here we go on that one. Wow.
We got to move quick. Tide is rising, and we have a sinking crime scene.
Wow.
It's not looking too good, Horatio.
On the contrary. There's a chance this girl is alive, and we are going to find her.
I mean, that's not even one. That's not even one. The writers were like, let's try and do it so he can't do it, and he still did it. I want a bagel.
Wife?
At the fucking, in a restaurant. So, and what will you be having? His wife's she's like, I'll just have a Cobb salad. And what would you like? I would like the breakfast sandwich.
No matter how you cut it, divorce sucks.
Frank, it's a killer.
Oh!
What's going on, Horatio?
Alex, Miami has a new breed of criminal.
What are you gonna do?
I am gonna get to the truth.
Not even one, dude. What is this song? It's The Who, right? What is it, dude? Wow. I mean, that's so funny, dude. I love that shit. I got to play that. Fuck that, dude. I'm Horatio Caines. I don't give a fuck. The Who. What's the song? Do you know? Who are, oh, yeah, it is. Who are you? Yeah, I think it's that one, right? But that's not what it's called, is it? Is it? No. It's got to be one of these. Hold on. It's not that one. I mean, all right, guys. You know? We get it. They did that song. It's called Who Are You? Okay, I'm looking, baby. What's that? That's what it's called? Oh. Won't get... Is this it? Here we are. Yeah, that's it. Wow. When do they start screaming, though? After this? It's like after our first. Whenever.
Mob hit her issue.
Yes, and it's time to head back.
Yeah, we knew that one. I saw that one coming a mile away, dude.
Are you trying to get our attention? I don't know. But he just got mine.
It's a stab wound.
Alex, that just narrowed us down to one.
Okay. What does it even mean?
He was hauling ass.
Or his ass hauling us. Yeah!
Frank, a dead body can have that effect on you.
Ow! A few more.
Verdict's already in.
The verdict is in, Frank.
Guilty as charged.
But the jury's out.
Oh, wow. That was a good one, dude. That was my favorite one. Wow.
For souvenirs.
Well, they found more than that.
Oh, wow. Very vague, but very cool still.
All we've got is that phone. What's her status? She's either dead. We're dying.
Oh wow, that one was quick. He was on the move. That one was badass.
Trinkets, but they're not gonna get away with murder.
Oh god.
Gonna get away with murder.
Dude, my Uber driver doesn't do that. You know? Imagine I got in and there were other people in the car and I was like, what the fuck? Who are these people? And he says, you seemed to have ordered an Uber pool. Oh shit, dude. Oh man, I'm dying. Yo, what the fuck? Where are you going? Well, it seems somebody has changed your location.
I'll be your memory.
I fucked it up. Wow, dude. Oh my god. How come you're asking me so many questions? Because you didn't click quiet preferred.
I don't know.
Dude, it's fine. You're an Uber driver. But imagine this guy showing up, first of all, dropping someone off a block away and then showing up to the crime scene. With like a fucking, what do you call them? What do you call those? Sherlock Holmes microscope. What do you call those? Eyeglass? Magnifying glass, yeah. Ah, shit.